Welcome to Dose of Courage, a podcast for purpose-driven women in search of community who are ready to level up in their faith, business, and life. I'm Courage Molina, your courage coach, here to equip you with the tools you need to live a bolder and more courageous life so you can increase your impact and income. Courage Crusaders, let's go. What's up? Welcome. What's up? This is the last week of the month, I think. So dope. So exciting that we are already through the first month of 2021. I hope that you have been doing all the things, right? If this is your first time listening to the podcast, thanks, or watching the podcast, thanks. Go ahead and subscribe. For those of you who have been rocking with me, I know y'all been getting some work done, because we have really been doing a lot of work these first few weeks of the year. So I know y'all have some things that y'all could tell me. Hit me up on Instagram. Tell me some of the stuff that you've accomplished. Even if it's like, okay, I have a plan for the first time. I've adjusted my mindset. I went ahead and threw out those SMART goals. I just got rid of those this week, sis. Let me know what y'all are doing. Tell me in the community, Dose of Courage community, let me know. Today is my mother's birthday. Happy birthday, Joyce Dempsey. Oh, I gave her a whole government, didn't I? I'm sure that I have posted her. I want you guys to go on my Facebook and say what's up. Did I post her on Facebook? I don't think she got Facebook. I posted it anyway, so you can still send it. Cause her sisters and her mama. Hi, your mama on Facebook, but you're not, whatever. But she is on Instagram. So y'all just show my mother some love. I was like, this is my mama. Happy birthday. I ain't gonna put out there how old she is, but I promise you, she older than she look, okay? Because, baby, that DNA is serious. And y'all already know that black don't crack. She looks so good. So, happy birthday to my mom. I ain't going to sing on here. Happy birthday, mama. Happy birthday, mama. I sang, it's my mama's birthday. Get a grip, people. It's my mama's birthday. I can't relax. It's my mama's birthday. It's also the second anniversary of my legal name change. Wow. It was official, stamped by Mecklenburg County Courthouse, January 25th, 2019. Can you believe that? On my mama's birthday. Yep. Super exciting. All right, let's get into this. Let's get into this session. This is some good coaching y'all are getting. This is good stuff. Reflect, release, renew. Then we did some vision casting, got rid of the doubt so that we can write our vision and make it plain. We got rid of those SMART goals. Now it's time to like start establishing some routines. That was your assignment, to kind of develop and establish some routines that can help you build the habits that you need to become, you know, this person that you need to become to have these things that you want to have, right? And so I actually want to share with you the best morning routine for growth, in my opinion. And though I might be biased, it doesn't change the fact that it's the best morning routine for growth. And that is Bolder Mornings. B-O-L-D-E-R. Like bold, but bolder, and mornings. And so I used to use a different morning routine. The first morning routine I had was as a result of a book that I read. I've talked about it on the podcast. But since I'm saying that this is the best morning routine, I'm not going to name it in this episode, but if you listen to past episodes, then you know, I read the book and then I implemented it, and it was great. I mean, it is a great morning routine, and it helped me to develop a lot, but just based on like who I am and the things that I need in order to feel right for the morning, I had to like change it up, right? A little bit. Like I changed up the routine as it was taught. And so then I, over time, developed my own. And it's just what I did. And I never thought about like putting it out there. And then one day, I don't know what I was doing or what I was looking for. And somebody had a morning routine. I was like, they just made their own. Like, I mean, and I don't mean like I'm surprised that people create their own morning routines. I mean, like, they just like branded their own morning routine and they were putting it out there. I was like, why am I not sharing my morning routine? Because my morning routine is good. Like, why am I not putting my morning routine out there? Why am I not teaching people how to do this? I don't know. But from that point on, I started teaching it. I started talking about it. If you're in the group, if you're in the Dose of Courage community, then you already know about it. And I've also provided this training for some other like coaching communities, right? But it's a bolder morning. And each letter of the word bolder stands for an action. And so I'm just going to go through those in this podcast. If you want to get the training, there's a link in the description so you can get the training. The training is free. It's a video training and a workbook so that you can really set yourself up for success. Now, the reason I love this morning routine is because some of the things that you'll need on this journey to courageously leveling up, like this idea that you need to build extraordinary faith and establish routines so that you can courageously level up in your life and your business, so you can build wealth and leave a legacy of impact, it's going to require you to do lots of activities. And a lot of those activities are included in this morning routine for that very reason, right? And so B, it's the first letter, stands for bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. This is a gratitude journal. So during the B part of your bolder morning, you're going to write in a gratitude journal. You're going to thank God for all that he's done, for all that he is that you can think of in the morning. You're going to confess the things that you need to do better, and then you're going to ask for the things that you're believing him for. Don't think that the only way you can bless the Lord is just by thanking him. God wants us to come to him and ask him for things. He doesn't want us to try and get it on like without him, without like he wants us to bring our desires. He wants us to bring our burdens, the things that we cannot do on our own. He wants us to bring those things to him. He is blessed when his children ask him and come to him expecting for him to give us a reward. It says, blessed is she who comes to the Lord expecting, right? So we have to go to him expecting goodness. He's blessed by that. He's blessed when we confess and repent for the things that we've done outside of his will and outside of his way. That bless him. So don't think that it's just about thanking. Some mornings it might just be like, it might be on your spirit. Like, I ain't asking you for nothing today. I'm just thanking the Lord for who he is and who he has been for me. Fine. Great. But in that gratitude journal, I want you to consider writing the things that you're thanking God for, things that you need to confess and turn away from, and the things that you're asking him for. So B is for bless the Lord. Then O is the next one. Bolder O. It is optimize your visualization. Now, I know that you made a vision board and some of you are probably doing some visualization, but I want you to optimize that by making sure that you're using pictures, that you are using smells, that you're bringing in as many of the senses as you can, that you are using your imagination. When you're visualizing, you're not just looking at the picture. You're not just like, oh, I'm imagining myself in that house. What does that house smell like? What does it look like? How is it decorated? Who's there? What are you doing? When you're seeing yourself as a, you know, business owner, as an entrepreneur, what is your office look like? What kind of work are you doing? If you're doing Zoom calls, how many little faces are on that screen, really allowing your imagination to go wild. And here's one that you might not do, but I actually do it quite often. A conversation. You're like, what? Yes, like a conversation. What am I going to say? What am I going to say when I find out that I got a talk show contract, right? What am I going to say when I realize how much money I have and now I can buy my home cash? What am I going to say when I get that call from Essence Magazine that they want to do a spread on me? What is that conversation? What is that interview going to be like when Oprah calls me up to sit in her garden and that's what we're going to do our interview? What does that look like when you go on the book tour? What kind of conversations are you going to be having when you're being interviewed by your favorite TV host? And Ellen DeGeneres interviews me all the time in my head, okay? Her and Oprah, they be interviewing me all the time, okay? Now, y'all know I want to be a singer, but there's no way I can get on carpool karaoke. But sometimes I'll be like, dang, how could I get on carpool karaoke? I can't. I don't have a song. But celebrities were on there one time, so I might could get on there that way. They didn't have songs. They were just celebrities, and they were all in the car together singing other people's songs. And so was Michelle Obama. Oh, yeah. I could get on carpool karaoke. Look at that. See? I just talked myself right into it. But think about those conversations. Not just think about them. Have them. When you are doing the optimizing your visualization, I want you to do it like a kid. Like a kid who's pretending to be a princess. What is she doing? She telling people what to do. She got her little dolls lined up. Remember when you pretended to be a teacher, or when you pretended to be a bride, or when you pretended to be a model, or whatever, when you were little. You were talking to yourself all the time. Do that now. That does something for your mind, for your brain. I can't explain how it works. I can't explain it yet. I know that it works, but I can't explain to you the neuroscience or psychology behind how it works. I'm just telling you that it does. So when you're doing your visualization, I want you to optimize it by bringing in as many of the senses as you can, right? Bringing in as many of the senses as you can and having a conversation. I'm literally interviewed all the time. Pastor Stephen be interviewing me too. He ain't even got no talk show. Optimize your visualization, okay? L is learn something. I know that you're getting coached, that you're buying these programs, some DIY programs, you buy them, you sign up for stuff, you'll never do it, you don't have time, you don't finish it, you buy the book, you don't finish the book. It's because you don't have a routine. You don't have a habit. You don't have a time frame where you're doing these things. So Ella's learned something. This is a great opportunity for you to read. You can become a reader. This is a great opportunity for you to look things up on YouTube. Go to YouTube University, Google University. This is a great time for you to work on a course that you've paid for. It's a great time to watch some of the modules, finish up some of the work for the programs that you've paid for. Learn something. This is a great time for you to, this is when you're going to do that stuff you don't have time for. I really want to read more. Okay, well then read during your morning routine. Okay, and make sure you're learning something relevant. The D is for declaring and decreeing. We know that the power of life and death lies in our tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit. Well, speak the fruit you want to eat, sister. Say the things that aren't as though they are. Say what you need to declare. Now listen, we talked about the vision before, that the vision is a revelation from God. So the things that you need to manifest, the things that you are believing God for, the things that you've said, say and declare and decree those things. I'm not saying you can say any old thing that you want to say that's out of alignment for God's will for your life. I'm not going to be around here saying I'm a Grammy Award winning artist. I can't sing. Grammys are for singers, right? Sometimes I say Oscar, yeah. Grammys are for singers. I can't sing. I'm not going to declare and decree that. Because my skill set, it's not what other people think. my skill set is not in alignment with that. So that's not, you know, that's not the vision that God gave me. That's the vision I came up with on my own, standing in front of the mirror with my fake microphone stand. Okay. That's where that came from. Ooh, got a little poofy hair right there. That's where that came from, right? So say what you want instead of saying over and over what you can't have, what you don't have, right? And not, don't keep saying stuff that you aren't struggling with. Like, I never say, oh, I'm smart, because I'm not, I don't struggle with that. I am smart. I already know that's a fact. That has manifested in the natural already. So I'm not declaring and decreeing that because it's already a thing. Right? So say the things that you actually are struggling with, right? The areas where you have doubt. Speak God's word. Declare and decree God's word in your life for those things, right? So don't just be pulling stuff out the sky. Declaring and decreeing. God is bound by his word, not by your word. Not by your thoughts, not by just like, oh, you just can't, like, oh, I want it. He's bound by his own word. Lord, you said I'm the head. He said I'm the head and not the tail. You said you was going to bless. God, I thank you for blessing the work of my hands. The work of my hands are blessed. Everything I touch, forget the Midas touch. I have the touch of the mighty one, and everything I touch prospers. Everything attached to me is winning because I have put my hand on it. I'm so anointed. Things is overflowing. You understand what I'm saying? Declare and decree what God is saying. And then E is exercise. This is great for all those weight loss things. You want to get healthy. You want to have more energy. You want to be more flexible. Be stronger. You want to have a snatched waist, whatever. Self-care. Exercise is a form of self-care because our bodies were created to move, and that our bodies do things for us when we move. It reduces stress. It supports a healthy lifestyle. And it increases the energy, which is important because you got work to do, right? So exercise. It doesn't have to be some boring exercise. I literally only do like 3 exercises, okay? Regularly. I walk. I don't run. I walk. I dance. I yoga. That's it. I know people like strength training. I don't do that. I ain't saying there's nothing wrong with it. I don't enjoy it. I'm not in a space where I'm going to be doing it. So I'm not doing it. I'm not running. I'm like, oh, I'd like to become a runner. Do I? No, probably not. I'm going to walk for now, right? I enjoy walking. I'm going to walk. And I walk in nature as often as I can. And I love to dance. So I'm going to dance. That's great self-care. It reduces stress. Supports a healthy lifestyle. Increases my energy. Boom, done. Exercise. And then R is for read your Bible. Okay? This is a great time for a Bible reading challenge. It's a great time for SOAP too, right? The SOAP study method. So maybe you're just reading a short, because it's actually read and write. And I kind of cutesily did it with the R-I-T-E with the little apostrophe. You know how we do when we're trying to make something fit, right? But really, in my heart, I'm like, read your Bible. And for me, when I read my Bible, I'm going to write something down, highlight something. I'm going to take some type of notes when I'm done reading my Bible. So some type of journaling. It's a great time for you to do SOAP. It's a great time for you to journal about what you read and what you took from it and how you feel and revelations that you got. And so I know it's like, oh my gosh, it's so much. But if you just thought about where you would be 30 days from now, how much of the book have you read so far, sis? How much exercising have you done, right? And if you've done some of these things, are there things in this routine that you haven't done yet, that you don't have a routine for? This is where you could do it. It's not limited into the morning. It's not limited to morning. It doesn't have to be early morning. I do recommend doing it first thing, though. Like, let this be the thing that you do before you get ready for your day. And the reason for that is because the truth is, We have more willpower in the morning than we do in the evening. That's why you eat an apple for breakfast and a bag of Doritos for dinner. Post, you eat a bag of Doritos and a pint of ice cream. You understand what I'm saying? Like after dinner, that's why. That's why in the morning your diet is tight. Then the evening is loose. The rules of that diet be loose in the evening. You notice that? Because you're more prone to keep up the habit when you do it first thing, especially when it requires willpower in order for you to do so, right? Make it work. I recommend 60 minutes, right? And so there are six activities. You can do them each for the same amount of time. You can change up the amount of time that you do. Like, okay, I'm going to bless the Lord. I'll do that in 3 minutes. And then my optimizing, my visualization is going to be like maybe 5 minutes. I'm going to learn something. I'm going to spend 20 minutes on that. Just think, 20 minutes of reading, you read more in a week than most people have read all year, real talk, right? So I recommend about 60 minutes. But sometimes, you know, you may decide that it's going to be 2 hours because you're going to work out for 45 minutes or you're going to work out for 30 minutes. And so now that means that your bolder morning routine is a little longer. This routine is great for resistance, right? Patrice Washington often says that greatness, with greatness comes resistance. You should expect resistance. And I say, if you can expect it, why not prepare for it? Prepare for it. She says, do you have a routine for resistance? This is a great one. Because when I start to have imposter syndrome, the next day I'm doing what? Declaring and decreeing who God says I am. I'm spending time in my Bible every day. I'm learning more. And the more I learn, the more confident I become. I'm grateful. I'm being reminded of all the things that God has done for me. Things that I didn't believe he was going to do for me at the time. But then he did them. Or I was uncertain about how things were going to turn out. And he made a way. So when I have my gratitude journal in the morning, like, it's a reminder. So whatever I face may be difficult in the day, but I've been reminded every single morning this week that God has always been faithful to me. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a great routine for resistance, and it's absolutely great for growth, man. Like, it's just, where could you be 30 days from now if you did the bolder morning routine? 30 days. Have you done any of these things with consistency in the past 30 days, even if you only did all of them for 10 minutes, that's still more than you've done in the past 30 days. For most people, that's true, right? So here's your assignment for the week. I want you to go ahead and commit to 30 days. If you want the training and the workbook to really set you up for success and you want to get accountable, you want to do it with some people, go ahead, click the link in the show notes, sign up. It'll give you the free video training. You'll get the free workbook. You'll be able to join the community. You can find an accountability partner, like who's going to do the bolder morning routine with me, right? I want you to join the community. I want you to share your wins from this year so far, from this month. Share your progress with us in the community. And then last but certainly not least, I want you to help me spread this message, okay, of building extraordinary faith and developing routines that are going to help us to courageously level up in our lives and in our business, right? It's going to allow us to build wealth, but wealth is our birthright, but we've got to go out and do the work, right? And to leave a legacy of impact. We're leaving a legacy no matter what. What kind of legacy do you want to leave is the question. So I need your help. I need you to share this podcast. If it blessed you, if you're listening to it again and you're like, this is good. I listened to her last week. I'm listening to her again this week. Then share the podcast. Share it in groups. Share it in your community. Share it on your Facebook post. Share it in IG. Share it in an email. Text it to somebody. Use a homing pigeon if you need to. Share it. Get a blimp. Put it on the Megatron. Whatever. Share, share, share. Right? Because I want to equip 20,000 women this year through the podcast. I want to encourage, inspire, equip them to do, to be, to step out consistently, to be their most bold self. I want to boost their confidence. Like, come on, I need you to help me do this. So share, share, share. We're going to hit 20K this year. we're going to hit 20K this year, and I will not be able to do it without you. I will be celebrating with you, thanking you, appreciating you for sharing this podcast. All right. That is it. Until next time. Love y'all. Later.